This is your wake-up call. Who has had the greatest influence in your faith journey? Was it a compelling preacher, a knowledgeable or resourceful Sunday school teacher, a music director, maybe an adult, next-door neighbor, maybe it was your school teacher? All of these and others may have helped you along the way, but what I want to find out this morning is who has had the greatest influence on your faith journey? Well, I can list myself many of them, but the first one who had a great impact upon my faith journey was my mom, Ida Murphy Smith Peters. I remember her teaching me how to pray over my food. God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for our food. I remember laying across Mama's lap night after night while she braided my hair and taught me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, and Mother is with the Lord now. She's not with us, but we do remember the seeds of faith that she's sown into our lives. Whether your mother is present or with the Lord on the other side of the world or absent, don't just sit there and do nothing this weekend. Get up and do something. Touch a mother in your neighborhood or in your church. Invite a senior to lunch or to dinner. Make space at a table for somebody else this weekend. Certainly there are those in your community who have been motherly to you. Send them an e-card. Send them flowers. Send a card. But for God's sake, don't just sit there, but do something. There are women in our lives who need to know that you appreciate what they do for them. Well, I remember Mama this weekend, and I hope you remember yours. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.